If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome into Sports Saturday here on 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, YouTube, and on Twitch. For the kids, I am Joe Fisher III. Across the faux marble table, Rashad Taylor.
Top of the morning, folks.
Rashad Taylor.
Feels so much better than 6 a.m.
Robert Goulet. Yeah.
Beep, bop, boop.
Ooh, look, a bighorn.
Quick staring contest.
Yes, much better than 6 a.m., that's for sure. I was pretty over it by that Wednesday.
Hey, shout out to my guys, Dirt and Sprague, and my main man, Jason Swigard.
And shout out to a well-rested Jordan Schultz.
Absolutely.
What's going on, guys?
Good to see you, bro.
Happy New Year. I think this might be, by rule, one of the last 2 days that we can say that to each other. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What, how does that rule go? Is it...
By Tuesday of next week.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you get Monday
yep.
because everybody's coming back into the office, going back to work and stuff, so you can hit them with the Happy New Year. But yeah, Tuesday, you're done.
There's a straggler or two, and you can hit them with it, but you don't say it to the boss one more time.
Well, you might ask people, how was your New Year?
There you go.
But saying Happy New Year.
I think it depends on the context. Am I sending an email? Am I seeing a text for the first time since
That's
I've spoken
fair.
To that person in the new
happy
year?
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
I
was like, hey, man.
Happy Big 2-6.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Welcome to 26. Maybe exactly. There you go.
You can rent a car.
Maybe not necessarily like Happy New Year, but hey, man, welcome to 26. I hope 26 is treating you good so far. Something along those lines. But yeah, so it is a new year, though. It's kind of 25 feels like it went so damn fast.
Yeah, well, you know. I feel like we say that every year.
I feel like
it's December already. It's like that's how time works, my man.
I think we're getting old. You know, life is truly like flashing before our eyes, and a whole year down, and now it's 2026, which doesn't sound as cool as 2025. Gotta be real.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Doesn't.
No, it
sounds
does
weird. Number 26 is just a weird number anyway.
Yeah, Clinton Portis.
I mean, yeah.
Who wears 2-6?
Best 26 of all time.
Yeah, there we go. Because I can think of a few good 25s. I don't know about maybe many 26s or 27s.
Best athletes who wore... Oh, Saquon Barkley?
Okay.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, right?
Rod Woodson, he's on this list.
Adrian Peterson wore it at one point.
Probably in Washington.
Yeah, actually, the picture is of him in a Redskins jersey. Rod Woodson, Wade Boggs. How about that?
Okay.
Hey guys.
That's a pretty good list so far.
Can I just give you... reason number 1A to not trust AI all the time because
it lies to you.
It lies all the time. AI overview.
And then you call it out and it's like, oh, that's right.
You're right. Thank you for
correcting me. I'm always striving to get better.
You dumbass. Yeah, Peyton Manning apparently wore number 26 during his iconic Super Bowl winning years with the Denver Broncos, showcasing elite quarterback play. Once again, according to Google AI overview.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, not that intelligent, I guess.
Yeah, it is the big 2-6 officially. Any New Year's resolutions for one Rashad Taylor?
Stay in shape. There's always the get in shape one. No, seriously, there's always.
I'm already in shape.
I mean, low key. I've been I worked hard last in 25, man.
Hey, I will say, like clockwork, every day that we do a Sports Saturday or like this week when we were filling in on Dirt and Sprague, Rashad would get to around 9:45, or in this case, 10:45, and be like, I don't want to work out today. And you're like, don't. Light flex.
No, I mean, and it's one of those things, like, you know you have to, especially for me. Like, I'm, and it should be noted, fellas, that I'm not necessarily working out because I want to look good. Like, no, that's important.
Oh, you do. Right?
You have health reasons.
Yeah, that's important, but more than anything, exactly. There are some health reasons in place, and there's some days I just do not want to do this. Like, it's so frustrating to do.
What, life or just?
Both. Like, working out more than anything, like, it is one of those things. But once you get started, get through that first, like, 5-6 minutes of working out, and you're like, all right, we're good now. I'm not even thinking about it anymore.
Yeah, well, got, I guess, resolutions. It's just like it's not like a defined resolution, but less sugary drinks. As you can see, Rashad.
I was going to ask, man, is that water in there?
That's a big old jug of water right there of H2O.
Look at you.
High quality H2O.
H2O is water from a glacier in Alaska. Oh
my God.
Yeah, no, this is water.
Oh, that's awesome. Cold.
Makes a nice little whistle.
Listen.
A nice little like supportive whistle every time I drink out of it.
I don't care what anyone says. Water is a one seed. Like, come on. Man.
Well, yeah, seen as you kind of need it.
Well, I mean, there are people that need it and
don't
give
get
me
it.
The. I'll take a soda. I'll take a Gatorade. I'll take anything but water. I know a few of those people.
You know what commercial kind of irks me right now?
Which one
is the Davante Adams when he has a Taco Bell in his
house?
But it's in his locker room, and he gets some Taco Bell, and then he's like, "Gonna get some to wash that down with." And the water guy's like, "Here you go, ready to go." And then he looks at him in disgust and takes like a Pepsi instead. And I was like, that's not what we need to be shown.
Yeah,
kids.
Seriously. You're a supreme athlete. Yes. Yeah. Give me the water. Give me 6 of them, please.
Like, and also 5 Flamin' Hot Cheeto, 5-layer burritos also, please.
I do wonder
if you could just
like,
rip up my intestinal lining. If that'd be great.
If you're a supreme athlete like that, you know, you are a Davante Adams. You are Anthony Edwards. Fill in the blank. Whomever. You can pretty much... For now, especially being young, if you're Anthony Edwards,
eat anything.
Pretty much eat anything.
Oh yeah, and wasn't it like Dwight Howard would have like McDonald's before every game?
Yeah, or a Shaq, which plays. You know,
which
that.
Player had candy all the time? Like
Lamar Odom.
A lot.
DK Metcalf, he eats like 2 or 3 bags of candy a day,
which is ridiculous. But at the same time, the calories. Just go away.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't matter. It's fuel at that point.
He's running a caloric deficit just sitting down. Like, I feel like he's one of those guys that doesn't have to, like, do anything. And he's already, like, losing weight.
Yeah.
Like, would Michael Phelps, like, train to eat, like, 10,000 calories a day for his Olympic
swim it all
goal?
Off.
Good Lord.
Insane breakfasts.
Yeah, he told remember when he showed us all, it was like, I ate 10 pancakes and,
full
and 14 pieces of bacon. And it's like, what? Like... Yeah. Geez, 6 cups of orange juice.
Hey, can I add to the list of old man resolutions? I want to get more circulation in my legs. That is
more
my resolution
circulation
for 2020.
In your legs.
Okay.
Are you going to get those socks?
No.
Get those compression socks?
No, I actually want to try to avoid going old man Schultzy at 36.
Get some copper fit.
No, we're gonna work out and do it the natural way.
There
like,
we
and
go.
Actually like get some freaking like
let's
blood
go, Schultzy.
To my toesies.
Me and you, bro.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
You text me about that. We'll do it.
Yeah.
The losing weight aspect that's key for me this year.
Yeah.
It started off well yesterday because I did not start on January 1st.
Nobody does.
We were at Grand Central for the post game show,
watching football, drinking
beverages.
Beers. No,
were
not
had.
Today.
Yeah,
the people you see in the gym on New Year's Day, you just want to give them a middle finger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, where, why aren't you in bed still? Why aren't you at
and
the house?
And a thumbs up. Both.
Yeah, one of the two. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess you can do one with each hand, right?
You yeah.
Say, hey, true. Like, good job.
Screw man. You.
Good
and job. Good job.
Good job.
Yeah. But yesterday, so what was it? About a couple weeks ago or something like that, I went to Play It Again Sports. Are you familiar with the store?
You yeah. told me about this the other day. Yeah.
Great store. Great store.
Yeah. Great store.
Traded in a couple old basketball shoes that Joey had outgrown, my son. They gave me $20 in store credit. So I was like, whatever, I'll take it.
Love that.
Was able to find a brand new Wilson football, like out of the box, but never been used before. No scratches, no nothing. Tacked, still in shape. Yeah. Perfect football. And found some cleats too. Some
Look
football cleats, brand new. Not, I'm telling you, the spikes on them not worn down one bit. If they had been worn, maybe once before. So got some new cleats. Got some. Got a football for $20. At Play It Again Sports.
You're going to join the Dang. Adult Pop Warner League?
No, but I went out yesterday with my son and one of his buddies to the local high school, Newburgh High School, to run some routes. There was a lot of route running by me, not a lot of good passing by them.
No,
a lot
of, I can imagine.
Yeah, a lot of hit me on the post, throw me open, yeah. and then they're throwing it.
You got to hit me in the number, son.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right, second Christmas string Street. All your life.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to run an out route. You need to lead me with this throw.
He's like, what's an out route? What are you talking about?
No, it was a lot more tomfoolery.
Curl, damn it, curl. And,
yeah, I honestly should have just ran the screen passes for them. That would have been much easier.
Remember check that, down, Charlie.
Remember that SNL skit of Peyton Manning playing football with the kids?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's essentially what it was.
It was going to get to that point. And then I just figured we'd call it a day. So we were out there for about an hour. And then I have a speed bag, a boxing speed bag, a double-end boxing speed bag in my garage.
Okay.
That's more their a set, basically for the last few years, they're just for looks. not much use getting out of the that thing.
Took a run at it?
Yeah, we threw the gloves on yesterday, you know. Nice. We ran some drills, if you will. Ran, you know, gave it a couple punches for 30 minutes or so while I was watching the Wake Forest Mississippi State, I believe Duke's Mayo Bowl is what it was last night.
Yes, it was.
So I got a little, you know, monitor TV out in the garage, so, you know, set that up, started watching some and
you watched that?
Yeah. It's bowl season. It's just you don't care about the games. It's just is it on? All right, I'll put it on. That's how bowl season goes.
I watched Martin yesterday.
Hey, it's on Netflix. I saw that.
It is.
All
it
five
is.
Seasons.
You gotta watch it.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, we're feeling a little sore. We're feeling a little rickety today. But the other big thing though, with the whole losing weight thing, portions.
There it is. That's food that was portions. That was typically my issue was you know, you're supposed to have two pieces of chicken, but it's so good.
Damn.
Like,
literally,
why can't I have two more?
Speaking of chicken, I had this conundrum last night. I baked four chicken thighs.
Oh,
absolutely phenomenal. Bone in,
so
skin on. Made some really nice mashed potatoes and then some asparagus. And I had one chicken thigh. My son had two, so there was one chicken thigh left.
And you're licking your lips like, mm.
And then he goes, is there any more chicken? And I said, yeah, there's one more chicken thigh. He's like, can I have it? And it was a perfect reason for him to take it and for me to abstain from the one extra chicken thigh. And so
growing
I was like,
there
we go.
Right there.
They were, oh, dude, yeah, three chicken thighs. Dude, he's a bottomless pit. He's a bottomless pit.
Well, he's going to be at that point. He's not even a teenager yet. It's coming.
I do want to read you, though, because I got a new calendar, a little desk calendar,
okay.
Golf tips, which I don't need those. You
no,
know,
of course.
Whatever,
you're
you know,
on your way to the tour card.
I mean, yeah, exactly. You know, but on the back, it has this little blurb about the origins of New Year's resolutions.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Give you some knowledge here on Sports Saturday, because we don't do that the other
no,
hour 45.
Hey. No,
that's optional. The practice of making resolutions for the New Year dates back to 4,000 years ago in Babylon. Back then, New Year's celebrations took place during the first new moon after the spring equinox. Babylonians celebrated the rebirth of their god Marduk during the Akitu festival and made resolutions as a way to please the gods.
Yeah, that's cool.
It sounds about right. Sounds like something that would go down 4,000 years ago. Just basically do anything to please their
yeah,
gods.
Yeah, please your king. Yeah, I guess.
This guy looks happy today. Yeah.
Let's murder all the children for better crops to please the gods, you know, more rainfall.
I just finished watching Game of Thrones like for the first time, like, all the way through.
That's
made
right.
it all the way through.
How
at
was
least,
that disappointing ending?
It was a little lackluster. Got to be honest. I felt like I wasted a little bit of time to get to the end and for that to happen. But I mean,
who else has a better story?
Yeah,
than
like
Brian
man,
the
but
broken.
Yeah, like right,
like at least God. Six
what?
Different people.
What? What are you talking about?
Yep.
Why isn't John? Oh my gosh! I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it, but come on, don't build this dude up
the
entire time.
We are years past the finale airing, Rashad. I think you can spoil it, and we don't even need to give.
It's cool because guess what? I was one of those people that I purposely didn't watch the show because I was like, man, everybody's talking about it. It's irritating. I was like, but then I was like, yeah, give it a run. Yeah, I'm pissed about how it ended.
I will
show up until then.
It's a great show.
Yeah,
it is a great show. I went and did a rewatch last year or something like that. And there's some really good seasons in there, like 1 through 4, and then 5 and 6, it starts to dip off. My favorite character in that show, he's in a short run, but it's season 1, Robert Baratheon.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the king.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
He cracks me up. He's got so
great.
Many good
lines. Yeah. he's great. I was a big Ned Stark fan.
I brought my hammer into his chest plate. Gods, I was strong then.
I thought I would get longer than one season with Ned Stark. I was like, oh, is that it?
Oh, I know. That pissed me off,
it's over?
Too.
Like, come on, man. The one noble guy, you let him go. But
that's all Sean Bean does is die in, like, everything he's in.
Yeah, that's true.
More
but,
wine.
But other than that, man, hey, I'm starting to watch, was it House of Dragons?
Oh, yeah, I didn't get into that. I think I was still miffed.
It won an Emmy, so I guess it's okay.
It won an Emmy because the ratings on it are ass.
Okay, I'm gonna take a look at a couple episodes.
I was miffed about Game of Thrones that I didn't want to partake.
Were you as miffed about Stranger Things?
Oh, I don't watch Stranger Things.
No, you didn't get into that?
No.
I watched the first season of Stranger Things, and then like most things, like once it comes out, I was like, oh, that's out. And then second season was out, and then third, and by that time, I was like, oh, I'm not caught. I don't know what's happening anymore.
All right.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too. It is officially the first show of Sports Saturday in 2026. And
the first show of the new year, right? No, dirt and sprague. Damn it, guys.
Yeah, well, damn, I mean, I think everybody was here yesterday.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Come on, Friday. Take another day off.
I know dirt and sprague were here. I know Isaac and Suk were here. And then I'm guessing
the firm
of Harris and Meringue were taking clients.
I think Luke had a two-hour show yesterday. So.
Yeah. So while we will not be the first show to react to the college football playoff, we don't have to wait a week to react to college football this time.
That's true.
Yeah. Usually, you know, we're on air when college football's going down. But now we get to react just 2 days after the quarterfinals and preview some of those matchups. We do have NFL football today.
Oh, big ones, too.
We got two divisional matchups today. I don't know. We'll see where this show takes us. This is what I do when I drive. I just sometimes, you know, take my hands off the wheel.
Turn the gyps off and just let it go.
Let the car take me where it wants to go, you know? So,
you do not have a self-driving Tesla.
No, just a good old Corolla. Nothing sexier than a paid-off Corolla.
There you go.
That's what the ladies say.
That's what I heard.
At least that's what I think they say.
Yeah, some of them.
All right, let's get to going here. Oregon, they win the Orange Bowl. I smell oranges, and then I smell peaches. We get to that next here. Sports Saturday on 105.1 The Fan.
Redtail Golf Center's award-winning junior golf program is in session now. Sign up for the current classes of the Redtail Junior Club or our Spring Break Junior Golf Camp March 23rd through the 27th. Visit golfredtail.com or call us at 503-646-5166.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for.
That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boy, after talking about wanting to eat less and less portions and, you know, running a caloric deficit, losing weight, talking about what type of food to eat in Eugene for Rashad and In-N-Out burgers and stuff like that, not the best timing on that.
No, not at all. Break. And considering that I'm starving, you know, so yeah. I would eat.
Actually, ditto.
Anything, like, at this point?
Yeah, but you were saying that you got to take your sister back down to Eugene today?
Yeah, sister, daughter, go back to Eugene for middle of junior.
Is this your stepdaughter?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And middle of junior and freshman year. Mm-hmm. So got to take that long two-hour trek back to Eugene, to the dorms, to all this stuff. Well, my stepdaughter got a TV for Christmas.
Okay.
And so we would have sent him back on the train, but I guess you can't carry all of her bags and her TV and everything else. So whatever.
Well, good for you. But I told you to go get some local food, some different places that you can go to down in Eugene. And honestly, I didn't remember a whole lot from my days. All I remember is like Doko. I think there's Yoshi's Ramen, I believe is what it's called.
Okay.
A pretty popular ramen spot in town.
Now that Taylor's is gone, there's nowhere for me to kick it.
Well, I mean, also, it's a good thing Taylor's is gone because
I had nothing but great times there.
Yeah, well, some people would highly disagree based off of what they got charged on their credit card or what was put into their drink without them knowing.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe not that.
So, you know.
Not a good spot.
Didn't know about that.
Yeah, no, it was one of those where everybody's like, oh, no, it's closing. Why? And then the articles came out and you're like, yeah. Okay.
Got a nice McMenamins down there, Eugene, though.
Rest in peace, Taylor's.
McMenamins is... I like McMenamins, but if you want to eat the same food every restaurant, like, cool.
Yeah, you know what you get.
Well, I would say the McMenamins pass down there is Cornucopia. They got a few different locations. It's called Cornucopia, which I would choose that if I was in Eugene versus the McMenamins.
Okay. I think In-N-Out it'll be fine. Kaiser, we'll be good.
Yeah, if you don't mind waiting an hour, you know.
Hey, I got none but time.
Oh, man, I'm having going down memory lane here. There's a bar, Level Up Arcade, it's an arcade, but there's a big old bar there. Me and my buddy, we would meet up there, and this was before our Golden Tee days. We did not play Golden Tee at this place, but it was close enough middle between where I lived and where he lived. We would get these things, this drink called Irish Breakfast. Are you familiar with what it is?
I don't think so.
It is, I think, either a full shot of whiskey.
Okay.
And then a full shot of butterscotch liqueur.
Ooh.
You shoot that, and then you chase it with orange juice. And it tastes like breakfast. Like, you know, that taste of syrup and orange juice that you get when you're eating, you know, you take a big old bite of pancakes and you get that maple syrupy taste, and then you go and take a swig of orange juice.
Okay.
It's exactly what it's like.
Huh.
Revolutionary.
Okay.
Couldn't believe it. I remember when the bartender told us about it, and I was like, boy, I don't know about this. And then I had it, and it was a life-changing experience.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take your word for it, because that sounds gross, but I'm going to take your word for it.
Somehow, some way, if we're ever out on the town, I will track this down somewhere.
I got you. I got you.
And I will have you take an Irish breakfast.
I'll take one.
I believe it was Jameson whiskey is what it was.
Okay, then I'm in.
Yeah, Jameson whiskey with butterscotch liqueur. Shoot
Irish
that.
Irish whiskey, yeah.
With orange juice back.
All right, well, I'll try it. I'll try it.
Well, vibes are good on campus right now.
Man, I can imagine.
Vibes are high.
Good time to be an Oregon Duck, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As the Oregon Ducks, they beat Texas Tech 23-0 on Thursday.
Thursday, New Year's Day.
Thank you. Yesterday was Friday. Yeah, it was a nice little showing by the Oregon Ducks, especially on the defensive end. I mean, the offense was, it was a lot of, wow, this Texas Tech defense is really good. But also, we're not doing ourselves any favors right now.
No.
By shooting ourselves in the foot. Bad snaps, fumbled exchanges between the quarterback and running back. But, hell, when the defense is playing like that, it's one of those where the offense, if you would have told me beforehand that the offense would play like it did, then I would have been extremely upset. But that defensive performance made up for all of it. I mean, four turnovers, a season high. You held them to 215 yards. If you take away that 150-yard play that they had, which almost was a tackle for loss, mm-hmm. just Bryce Betcher couldn't bring the running back down. If you take away that 50-yard run, 165 total yards. I mean, forced fumbles. You got sacks. This was a team, Oregon, this year that had trouble getting TFLs, getting sacks, getting to the quarterback. And they did that in droves on New Year's Day in the Orange Bowl. Just one of the best defensive performances I can remember from this team, in years. I know Jordan, when we were doing the postgame show, he had some great superlatives about this is the first time they've done this since this year and the first time that they've done that since that year.
I think it was the first top 10 shutout since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And that was as far as ranked teams go and as far as top 10 defenses go in their history. This was the 133rd time that they had ever played a program like that, and they shut them out, something like that. But this basically is a historic Oregon performance on defense that we have never seen before.
Yeah, they shut out Arizona in 2012. Arizona was ranked 22. They beat them 49-0.
Top 25 opponent. Sorry, that's
yes,
right. Yeah,
my bad. Correct. Yeah, but yeah, Rashad. I mean, I'll just leave it to you. Just an outstanding defensive performance as the Ducks now advance to the Final Four.
It was a classic defensive performance for the Ducks. Like I don't remember the Arizona game or Arizona State. Who'd you say they played? Arizona State?
Arizona 2012.
Yeah, I don't even remember that game. This is the first time that I've ever seen a Ducks defense look so intimidating all across the field. And Texas Tech, while their offense isn't great, they've been able to put up points. They've been able to at least win 13 games over this stretch this year. But Oregon shut down the quarterback. They forced two interceptions. They forced two fumbles. Like Finney, my God, Finney Jr., he was absolutely amazing. And he's a freshman, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of town. So between him and DeCorian Smith, who aren't they like roommates or something like that?
DeCorian Moore.
Forgive me, DeCorian Moore.
I don't know if they're roommates or something.
I remember earlier in the year they said something about those two guys like kind of being roommates. But man, this Oregon team, if this is what they're going to play like as they move forward, I mean, I know Indiana played a great game, but this Oregon team, this defense, if they can play like this, and we all think that this offense kind of sputtered a little bit. By the second half, they were able to pick it up and put two scores on the board. So they were able to find their groove after a little bit. But that defense from the first snap was all over it, and they made sure they completely made that offense as uncomfortable as possible. And hey, man, a shutout in a bowl game, like the first or your second game of the playoffs so far, the Oregon Ducks are absolutely rolling. We're going to take out the GM, James Madison game. You know, we're going to take that away because they were just okay. They were kind of working off some rust. There was no rust for this team. They were ready to go offensively. They left something to be desired. I think we'll see that as time progresses. Texas Tech's defense is a really good defense and everything. Mm-hmm. So we got to give them some credit.
Yeah, David Bailey had.
David Bailey was a
swatting
problem.
Swatting everything down. That was near.
He was a problem. Yeah. And my whole takeaway, my biggest thing about this game was, hey man, find out a way to stop that guy. Now he didn't get a lot of sacks on you. He did get one, but how many times did he bat the ball away or get his finger on it?
I think he got at least one sack.
No, he did. He got at least one. And so, that whole defense, they played well for a while. They made Oregon really uncomfortable for the first
Jacob
half
Rodriguez,
of that game.
Yeah,
they made Oregon like, so they only put up 6 points in the first half. The Oregon Ducks put up 6 points, two field goals in the first half because they just simply couldn't move the ball against this Texas Tech offense or defense until the second half. So you got to tip the cap just a little bit to Texas Tech and how well that defense played for the first 24 minutes of that game.
Well, and that first Oregon touchdown was because of that strip sack.
Yeah.
It really wasn't the Oregon offense led them to a bunch of points. They kept them in the game, though. Joe and I talked about it. The time of possession for Oregon, huge. They won the battle. I think it was almost 10 to 15 minute advantage, which you just don't see very often in college football unless something's going wrong. And Oregon's offense, just able to just, without the scoring, still have the long drives out there, it kept Oregon's defense fresh.
Sure. Well, here's the second down drive chart for Texas Tech, and then we'll take a break so that way we get more time to talk about this. But punt, fumble, which is the Mateo Uyunglele strip sack.
Yep.
Downs, which was a 12-play, 57-yard drive for Texas Tech that ended at the Oregon 34 because Jaden Kennedy made an outstanding play. Ooh. Where he took on the blocker, still kept the outside or sealed the outside, and still came down and made the tackle on 4th and 1. Absolutely phenomenal play for turnover on downs. Interception, which was the Brandon Finney touchdown in the back of the end zone, which I said this after the game. I think he could have returned that and took it back to the house.
Potentially, yeah.
The way that ball was thrown, basically to the other opposite side of the field, there was only one receiver out there for Texas Tech. The rest of the offense was on the complete other side of the field. I wish he would have tried to return that because he could have gone at least to the 30, 40, possibly the 50, depending on the pursuit angles of Texas Tech. And then after that, downs, Texas Tech, downs for Texas Tech, end of game.
There you go. Saudate.
Absolutely ridiculous defensive outing for the Oregon Ducks. We continue to talk about this game and also their future matchup, which will be decided by the time we're on air next week. So
that's awesome.
I mean, quick turnaround. So bizarre how we have to wait 2-3 weeks for the first round game, a week and a half for the second round game, and then, bam, already the semifinals in 5 days from now. So take a quick break, get back to this Orange Bowl victory, preview the Peach Bowl right here on Sports Saturday on 105.1 The Fan. But first, Jordan Schultz with Sports Center Update.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into Sports Saturday. You can text in your thoughts about the Oregon Ducks victory and their future matchup. Rematch against Indiana. Oregon Ducks win 23-0 over Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl and will be playing in the Peach Bowl on Friday, January 9th at 4:30. You can hear that right here on The Fan. We will be out at Thirsty Lion in Tigard, Washington Square. That will be for, I believe, the pregame show and a watch party. Not sure if we're doing the postgame show yet or not. I'm still working out the details there. But stay tuned to The Fan all week as we get that all ironed out for you.
It's my spot, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you're out there.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Good little spot. Good little spot. Tons of beer. I like their Caesar salad. All their food is phenomenal. So that will be what's going down on Friday for the game. But just to put a bow on the Ducks' victory over Texas Tech, it's funny how essentially like the opposite happened from James Madison to this game, where it was like, oh man, defense. They're gonna have some stuff to look at on film and a motivational factor to be able to win this game against Texas Tech, and they did just that after what they did against James Madison. Return to form, having an epic performance. Now for the offense, it's going to be like, boy, they're going to have some things on film and some things to clean up, because, I mean, let's not mince any words. That offense was pretty damn putrid throughout the entire day. I mean, outside of what, that final drive, I mean, that was even 8 yards, 8 plays, 27 yards. The field goal that they had to make it 16-0, that was 10 plays, 55. They did not have many long drives at all. They did have the one 14 plays, 62 yards that ended up being turnover on downs. That was at the Texas Tech 2-yard line. That was the one that David Bailey swatted down. So, just got to be able to finish the job, play better, make less mistakes, play more disciplined football. I don't anticipate Indiana's defense to be better than that, because Texas Tech, great defense. Indiana, great defense as well. But the offense definitely has a lot to work on to clean up between now and this next Friday.
So 64 yards total rushing the ball for the Oregon Ducks?
Yeah, season low.
64 yards, 6-4, yep. Right? Yep. 1.4 yards per carry.
Yeah.
The lowest output ever, I just Googled the lowest output ever in the Orange Bowl, and this is Google AI. So,
oh boy, then don't read it.
We'll see.
Don't read it.
We'll see. I'm gonna keep looking just to see. But it said Georgia Tech held Tulsa to minus 56 rushing yards.
I'm gonna guess that Georgia Tech and Tulsa never actually played each other in the Orange Bowl.
Right? Yeah.
Before Tulsa had a football team.
Yeah. So, I mean,
That's right. I'm sorry. I'm always trying to get better.
Yeah. But
thank you for the correction.
But it's one of those things, like, even if that is true, like, that was disappointing to see from this great running back room that Oregon has. Now, I understand that Texas Tech's defensive line and that front seven is incredibly talented, but Oregon's offensive line is equally as talented. And the fact that they couldn't get any real movement up front was kind of disappointing.
Well, and that was the weakness of this Oregon offense. It was the offensive line.
They are. I mean,
they got pretty much dominated this whole game from first quarter towards, I guess, not outside the last series, because they were able to punch that ball in finally. But I think that was more so Texas Tech giving up in a sense. I think it was just the offensive line. You want to talk about the defense being pissed from their James Madison performance? the offensive line is going to be extremely pissed about their performance that they should be. And what they put on tape against Texas Tech.
And it should be. I mean, I'm going to give Texas Tech a little bit of credit. Man, that front seven's nasty.
It is.
They give them a lot of credit.
They really, really are. Man, they made it really hard for that offensive line to get movement up front and to move those big boys around. And so I want to make sure I don't completely poo-poo the offensive line for letting a really, really talented front seven get something up. But 64 yards is still 64 yards.
But again,
I expect way more from that Oregon running game.
It was also Oregon just flat out making mistakes. Like there were, you know, plenty of times that Texas Tech were winning their one-on-one battles on the front line, being able to get into gaps and shut down the run, whether it's inside, outside zone, whatever the case.
Their edge rushers just had it the whole time.
And creating pressure. Yeah. Yep. On Dante Moore. But I mean, again, it was a lot of like, what are we doing out there offensive line wise? And just, again, there was moments where it was like, the Oregon Ducks offensive line just made mistakes on the plays. And granted, it's all tough for us because, you know, I think that we all get lost on what we see on the TV and not, you know, being able to see the whole film, not know what the assignments are. So we're making these generalizations on what we see from the game. But yeah, it just seemed like there was a few moments during that game where Oregon's offensive line was just making flat out mistakes.
It was like it was like a boxing match. You know, you see something happen in a boxing match where someone gets hit in the face really hard and it kind of wakes them up like, oh, damn, I did not expect that. The first half was that for Oregon, for the offensive line. They got hit in the face by a really good defensive unit and they were like, holy hell, what was that? Who just hit me? You know, type thing. I remember seeing at points, the Oregon offensive line looked shell-shocked, like, what's happening right now? I remember exactly when David Bailey got that sack, and I can't remember
Alex Harkey.
Right by him, and you could see Alex Harkey like, what the hell? Which way did he go? Where did he come from? Like, that was the moment I was like, uh-oh, these guys might be in trouble. I almost text you guys that, like, this might be bad, man, because the way they're moving out there, they don't look like they're all the way ready. Second half, they looked like they were a lot more competent than they were in the first. They still weren't able to run the ball, but they were able to protect Dante Moore.
Yep.
Right? They were able to make some – so those big – being able to sustain drives and stuff like that, didn't get many points out of him, but that's what they were able to do with keeping him upright outside of that couple times that he got sacked. But.
Well, that's the magic of Dante Moore, too, right? If they did not have such a poised, knowledgeable quarterback in the backfield who it was one of the fastest, if not the fastest defense I've seen, even faster than Indiana's defense that I've seen Oregon play all season. And there were times where Dante had a second and a half or a second or less to get the ball out. And he did very well. Obviously, it was World and Harkey, I think, that really were at fault for those sacks, not Dante Moore. But he was trying everything he could. I mean, even Moore was out lowering his shoulder trying to run the ball, which we haven't seen much from him this season. But just the unbelievable – he's got so much time in his mind. A second for us is like 4 seconds for him, or so it seems. And there's a reason, as I was telling Joe on New Year's Day, that he is the number one pick in the NFL draft. He
100%.
Just looks the part. And if Oregon did not have him in the backfield, there is no way they'd have won that game. They just had no separation on offense other than Dante Moore's great passes down the field and the poise in the pocket.
Well, and you want to talk about two different stories at quarterback. I mean, Baron Morton throughout the game just progressively seemed to get more rattled, worse and worse, making inaccurate. Like, he couldn't even hit dudes out in the flat. Like, it was just it was a humbling day for Texas Tech and Baron Morton during that one, because again, just as the game progressed, it was just like, oh my God, this poor guy. He is.
I'd have pulled him. Like, hey, this clearly.
Nah, they literally.
You can't, but like, man, I'm listening.
Their backup quarterback was out and injured, exactly. So they would have gone to their third stringer if that was the case.
Some freshman kid.
I mean,
yeah.
Man, maybe you have a Tua moment where that guy comes in and does something for you. But
you were only down by 16 until the Ducks punched it in. I mean, it's not realistic.
But your offense just wasn't moving. I think that was the main thing. Like, I get being down 13-14, and that's cool if you know you're at least getting some type of offensive penetration, you're able to move down the field. That was not happening for them.
All right, let's take a break. Start to preview this Peach Bowl a little bit and also just talk about the rest of the college football action that we saw in the quarterfinals. Miami beating Ohio State Indiana bludgeoning Alabama, and then the nightcap, which was the best game of all, the Ole Miss Georgia Sugar Bowl, which was awesome. We get to that all next here on Sports Saturday on 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, and The Fan Sports Network. Quarterfinals are done for the college football playoff, and it is time for the semifinals. Oregon will get their rematch. They will get their chance at redemption against Indiana in the Peach Bowl, as Indiana just absolutely dominates Alabama 38-3 in the Rose Bowl. I go back and forth because I'm just, you know, I'm glad Oregon gets the rematch, because beating them to go to the national championship, that would be awesome. Like, I'm just over Indiana. The Kurt Cignetti thing, like, it's great, but if you have Indiana leapfrogging you to go to the national championship and then possibly win a national championship, it would just make me sick to my stomach. A year after Ohio State and what they did, it would just, as an Oregon fan, as an alum, I would be devastated. So I'm glad that they get the chance to get their lick back against Indiana. But boy, I mean, what they did against Alabama, that was, I mean, I might have been going from 6 to noon on that one. Because to see Alabama get absolutely embarrassed in the way that they had been embarrassing people for years and years and years, it was just, it was phenomenal. It was seeing that happen to Kalen DeBoer. I mean, it was just... In retrospect, hindsight's 2020. I was like, you know what? I should have wanted this. There was part of me that it's the Rose Bowl. You want a good game. But the fact that we saw Indiana just take Alabama out behind the shed and put it to them, absolutely fantastic.
It was awesome to see all those fans in Crimson with their hands on their head and with their
surrender cobra.
Leaned over the barricade, just like, oh my gosh, what's happening right now?
Mouth agape.
That is the best visual ever to see that team. Alabama is 11-4 this year. For whatever reason, I mean, 11-3 coming in to the game, but a 3-loss team was able to be in this playoff, which is insane in the first place. Like, I'm sorry. That's crazy to me.
I said it going into the playoff, and then I kind of retracted my statement based off of what they did to Oklahoma. But, I mean, when the playoff field was announced, I felt like them not even getting knocked down for losing like they did to Georgia in the SEC championship game, I just thought that was
there's a bias.
Criminal.
There's a bias, and I think this was...
They need to be investigated.
And I think this was justice. This was a good old Southern justice right now, given by...
A Midwest team.
Yeah, by a Midwest team. Seriously, like, Fernando
Midwest
Mendoza,
justice.
There it is. I'll take it, man, because that's probably worse than Southern justice, because it'd be one thing to lose like this and the Heisman winner have 400 yards and it's just a killer game. Now, he did have 3 touchdowns, but 192 yards, but he was 14 for 16. He didn't really miss out there. It was just pinpoint precision. Wherever I want to put the ball between two defenders.
It seemed like whenever I looked up, he was throwing a touchdown pass or just, you know, getting a first down.
That
it just seemed like he was like, you know, I don't need to do much today, but when I do, it's going to be the right play.
And then my running backs are both going to get almost 100 yards respectively and go out there and do their own thing.
Yeah, Hemby and Black, man, that's a pretty good duo right there.
Yeah, that was and Hemby was, he was killing, but Black was also killing. You know, nobody got 100 yards, but 99 and 89. Hey, man, I'm not mad at that at all. I think Oregon would have been great with 89 from anybody, and they weren't able to get that. But this Alabama team was just completely outclassed. Kalen DeBoer was completely outclassed. I've got to be honest. I was just telling Joe during the break, Jordan. Man, I like Fernando Mendoza. I like him. He seems like a great kid. He seems like somebody that just loves family and loves football and just wants to do well.
You want to see him succeed?
I think I do. There are a lot of people that hated guys like Tim Tebow and hated the fact that he was just so, like, you know, everything got to be about
Mendoza's not that bad, though.
He's not that. I mean, I don't think Tim Tebow was that bad. I don't think there's anything wrong with somebody being religious.
I would say the Mendoza. I don't want to get far off track, but he's about literally 10% of what Tim Tebow is.
Either way, people don't like that much positivity from somebody, a la Russell Wilson. They don't like it. It's irritating from people.
Well, there's something about, like, I feel like he's kind of got this psycho look in his eyes where he seems, you know, well-mannered. He doesn't curse.
Philip Rivers.
Like, he's, you know, he's got this very angular face that is almost punchable to me. But he seems to just say all the right things. But then when it comes to, like, all right, I need to be a psycho. Like, essentially, I need to be the starting quarterback at Indiana, which is psycho behavior. It works out.
He is Philip Rivers.
And he gets in that huddle and he just looks at the guys and they're like, dude, this guy is certified psychopath and we're rallying with him.
He turns from Cole's t-shirt wearing Kirk Cousins to, you like that?
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, I keep bringing up Philip Rivers, but how many times have we seen him curse a guy out and say, golly gosh darn, and everything, and you gets the point across. Like, you know.
What do you say? Indiana is flipping Big Ten champs.
There you go. Yeah. That's him. So you want a guy that plays like that. You want a quarterback like that. I'm just glad to see Alabama is. We can be over this. It's safe to say that they're probably the fourth most interesting team in the SEC. Interesting team. I'm not talking about good team. I'm saying, like, as far as watching SEC football right now, I would gladly watch Georgia. I would gladly watch Texas. I would gladly watch Ole Miss.
The last remaining SEC team.
Go figure. Alabama's like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch them.
Well, yeah, Alabama loses. That sets up Indiana, Oregon. I mean, this rematch, man, it is absolutely huge because Oregon, I would hope they know what they did wrong against Indiana, and they lost. Yeah, it was 30-20. That game was tied in the fourth quarter after the Brandon Finney touchdown, but pick six. But outside of that, Oregon's offense was not able to do anything. It was similar to what this Texas Tech game. That's why I was saying it this week, Rashad, going into this Texas Tech game, I saw it very similar to the Indiana game in that you are playing a very, very good defense, that your offensive line has to play up to par. And if you would have told me what the offensive line looked like against Texas Tech beforehand, like, hey, they're going to do this, they're going to fumble a couple snaps, and they're just going to miss assignments. They're going to get dominated. Like, I would have been like, boy, it's going to be a rough day for Oregon.
Yes, because
luckily the defense stepped up.
Indiana's offense is much better than anything that Texas Tech can put on the field.
Oh, yeah. They have NFL Indiana's wide
defense
receivers.
Or offense. Indiana's, oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Indiana's offense. So, yeah. I mean, hopefully Oregon's defense comes to play, but their offense is going to have to come to play as well.
Yeah.
Because it can't be a defensive stalwart. You're going to have to be able to go out there.
All three units. All three units, man, are going to have to step up against Indiana because, yeah, you're absolutely right. Is that. Your offense, like, if you have a defensive performance like that, that's great, but Indiana's still going to get theirs at some point.
They are.
That's where the offense for Oregon, it's like you cannot have back-to-back performances like that or else you will not be in the national championship game.
Yeah, you mentioned on Dirt and Sprague that Texas Tech was like bottom of the country in offense and bottom of the country in this part and bottom of the country or as far as the, you know, top 25 and stuff like that. Like, that's not the case for Indiana. They know how to move the football. They've got a great running back room as well. They've got great wide receivers. They've got a really good head coach. Like, they've got everything in place to play spoiler one more time to Oregon. So if this offense sputters like they did against Texas Tech, it's going to be a long, long afternoon for Oregon fans.
But, hell, you want to talk about a motivated offensive line unit based off of what just happened against Texas Tech and based off of what happened against Indiana in that first game. You know, third time's a charm, hopefully, right?
Like, fingers that, crossed.
Hey, you now have the film against this very team, and you can see what you did wrong and see what they did right and as to why your offense did not play as well as they should have. And you now have this motivational factor with you want to go improve yourself. I mean, this is an offensive line unit that finished second in the Joe Moore Award for best offensive line in the country. And now you have people doubting that. Like, you're like, this was one of the best offensive lines in the country? Really? This unit? Like, now you have, like I said at the beginning of the show, where that defense had that motivation from James Madison. The offensive line in particular, has that motivation coming out of the Texas Tech matchup. Take a break. Hour number two coming up. We'll get to some NFL matchups that are going down today, including the Seattle Seahawks, which you can hear right here on The Fan today. But let's put a bow on the college football quarterfinals. Talk about the other games. Miami, Ohio State, that went down on New Year's Eve. And then the nightcap of New Year's Day in the quarterfinals, which was Ole Miss in Georgia. We'll do that next. Hour number two coming up with college football, NFL divisional battles. Who do you love? Much more to come. Hour number two, Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. more and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.